Doyle told the House Appropriations Committee that it was critical to address the challenges faced by state governments if the country wants to recover from its economic crisis. The governor told Congress that Wisconsin's tax revenues for the next two-year budget will likely be $3 billion less than the state had been expecting.
What we are left with is cutting away our state's ability to carry out the most essential expectations that people have for our government. We will be forced to cut the very tools and services that people depend on to pull them out of a recession and move them ahead.
Doyle has submitted a $3.7 billion list of ready-to-go projects that the governor says could benefit immediately from a federal stimulus. These include highway projects, a passenger rail line from Milwaukee to Madison, and several energy conservation projects. They also include $750 million for school construction. Doyle encouraged Congress to be flexible in how it decides to spend money on schools as part of a stimulus.
You know, if the program were strictly school building, states that have made the huge investments in school buildings that we have may sort of lag a little bit behind other states. So I hope we have that flexibility. But having been said, there clearly are school projects that are ready to go here today.
Most of the federal lawmakers who spoke with Doyle and the other governors who testified were largely receptive of a major stimulus package for states. New Jersey Republican Rodney Frelinghuysen expressed more caution, saying he's concerned a package designed to stimulate the economy might stimulate the size and growth of the government. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.